Sure Taleggio 4 has played a Nigerian doctor on the run, a New York cop, and a drag queen with kinky boots. This Sunday, the British-born actor stars in Tsunami, The Aftermath, a two-part HBO miniseries. Edgio 4 plays the role of a young father on vacation in Thailand. When the 2004 tsunami whisks his daughter out of his hands, his wife blames him for their loss.
We were walking back to the hotel room. I had the keys in my hand. I don't know what you want me to say. You want me to say it's my fault? It is my fault. I let her go. It is my fault. I couldn't keep hold of her. It will always be my fault, but I didn't make this happen, Susan.
NPR's Farai Chidea recently sat down with the actor at NPR West to talk about his latest project.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
What drew you to this role?
I actually had some friends who are in Sri Lanka. This project takes place in Thailand, but who were directly sort of linked with the events on Boxing Day 2004. And then when I read the script, I just thought the cast of characters were incredible. The story was amazing, and it taught me a lot about what happened. And it just seemed like a very important project to get involved in.
You have this amazing ability to play people who are very different from each other. You were in a Woody Allen movie as sophisticated intellectual, kinky boots as enterprising, I guess, transvestite, or I don't know how you would put that. How do you embody the roles that you play?
I just feel that if I connect to a character in some way, then I can kind of just take on some of the mentality and some of the belief structure and that's a really enjoyable process. And so, you know, the characters that I've enjoyed most are the ones that I've been able to flesh out the most, if you like.
Let me ask this now. How did your Nigerian relatives connect to Lola? Did they say, oh my gosh, that boy's done gone and lost his mind?
No, I think that people really enjoyed the movie. And it was a great conversation in the family, I think, and in my extended family, about the nature of transvesticism and the nature of racial roles, and certainly racial male roles in communities and so on. And it offered up a number of different questions, and it offered up the possibility of having the conversation. A lot of people had come up to me, and this is, you know, people from all sorts of different backgrounds and kind of class brackets and so on, have said that it was the first time in families that they'd really been able to have those conversations and talk about those different kind of roles and gender issues in that way without it being a kind of taboo subject. And being in the context of a kind of British comedy was, for a lot of people, a sort of a breath of fresh air. So I was very glad to be a part of that and to actually witness that within the context of my family and extended family.
How'd you get into this game to begin with?
I started acting at school, kind of high school, and I found that I really loved the literature that I was studying at the time. And that was my connect into wanting to do plays, thinking about plays. And then I had the great opportunity of coming over to Los Angeles when I was in my late teens to work in film for the first time. And then that sort of started a process of going into the theater in England and movies in America.
You have done Shakespeare. You played Orsino in Twelfth Night. And if you indulge us, we'd like to get a little taste of all the different ways that you can use your voice. And I'm speaking here specifically, I wonder if you would do, we have a line here. Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence. And I'm wondering if you can do that in a Nigerian accent, a British accent, and an American accent. Just, you know, if you absolutely hate this, you don't have to do it.
In terms of accent, I think that different characters in different moments kind of can bring forth really different things in a script. And, you know, one of the great examples in my life of accent being used to really achieve a profound effect was when I was in school and I had an English teacher, Mr. Ronald was his name, and he was a Scottish teacher, and he read Knight's Tale, Chaucer's Knight's Tale, in a very broad Scottish accent. And it was incredibly mesmeric, basically. So it sort of started a relationship that was kind of fascinating for me with accent. You know, if I was to look at this and say, in a Nigerian accent, Osino's line, which in my voice would be, "Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence." And then in a Nigerian accent, there'd be much more kind of, I suppose there'd be vowel sounds and different pauses. So, "Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence." And then I guess as an American, and you'll have to forgive me, you know, I didn't know that we could do this. "Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence." So there would be
Getting shivers. It seems to me as if I'm in the room with multiple people. it's sort of like magic, isn't it, to be able to have all those voices live within you?
It's been something that I've always liked experimenting with. And, you know, it's something that I enjoy practicing or taking time out, and it brings different shades, I think, to characters and to places and people. And I think it shades characters in a different way if you can sound different.
Chiwetel, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That was Chiwetel Ejiofor, the star of Tsunami, The Aftermath. The two-part HBO miniseries debuts Sunday. He spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.